This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. This week, we continue our series on thunderstorms. First, Rick, what is thunder?
Thunder is just the audio output of those lightning bolts.
So then what's the recipe for lightning?
Liquid raindrops and ice in the cloud at the same time. The electrical properties of ice and liquid water are different, and thunderstorm clouds provide the primary environment that we see on near Earth's surface to separate those electrical potentials, and then when that potential becomes large enough, then we see that discharge that we call lightning.
Okay, well, it still seems a little mysterious, but we'll take your word for it.
So it is kind of mysterious, but it actually has important implications for interior Alaska. Early in the season, say some years in late April or into the middle part of May, when there's very limited moisture available, we still see those big thunderstormy-looking clouds, but most of that cloud at that time of year winds up being ice. And those storms produce much less lightning because there isn't enough water to go with that ice.
And as we move through May and into June?
The atmosphere is warming, there's more water in those clouds, and the electrical potential difference between the ice and the water then starts to really build up.
Conditions we're just starting to see this time of year. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.